Computers for the Blind presents JARS for Beginners webinar, May 25th, 2023. Well, welcome again, everyone. My name is Stephen Guerra. My colleague, Marcy Duty, and I will be guiding you through this webinar. This webinar is a JARS for Beginners in a series, and today we'll be going over JARS core reading commands with the laptop. I want to advise you also that all of you are muted, and when we get to the Q&A part of our webinar, then we will enable you to have the opportunity to unmute. Marcy and I both are employees of Computers for the Blind, and Computers for the Blind, for those of you who don't know, of course, there's always available on the web at www.computersfortheblind.org, or you can always call us at 214-340-6328. In relation to this webinar training and or any other training that we do for JAWS users, you can always also email us at training@computersfortheblind.org. Our presentation will most likely take most of our time, but we'll certainly leave time for questions about the subject matter. We'll also be speaking about our current promotions that are going on that I'm sure you all will find to be exciting and lucrative for you. It's easier for us to refer to Computers for the Blind as CFTB. So that's how we'll be referred to as the night goes on. Vispero is the manufacturer of Job Access with Speech for Windows, otherwise acronymed JAWS, and that's what we're going to be teaching tonight. For those who are here on the call, I don't know that there's anyone who's using a phone. However, when the time comes for the Q&A part of our seminar or webinar, you'll have the opportunity to raise your hands. For those who are using a computer, you'll do that with the keyboard combination of Alt plus Y. For those who are on the phone, it would be *9, and that will be, again, to raise your hand. When you are called on, you'll be given the opportunity to unmute. And with the computer, you'll do that with Alt plus A, and on the phone, it'll be *6. If you're using a smartphone, you'll have the controls right on your app that you can use in order to achieve the same result. Forgive me. First, Computers for the Blind has been around since 1995, started by Robert Langford, and his mission was to provide the opportunity of individuals who are blind or visually impaired to compute on their own terms. For more information about Robert Langford and his story, you can go to our website at computersfortheblind.org. I am glad to announce that we have just surpassed the threshold of over 18,000 computers provided to our customers since 1995. I want to take the opportunity to recognize two distinct individuals who have been instrumental in the development and planning of this entire program of training that we provide for computer users of ours who are JAWS users, and also who was instrumental in seeing through and allowing Marcy and I to run around in a toy store with the training in this webinar this evening and others that will be coming up during the course of the rest of this year. I want to acknowledge first our executive director, Tanya Toundrow, who has been with us since September and has been a wonderful joy to work with. And she is certainly a big supporter of the whole entire training program. Also, I'd like to recognize Keith Landau, our CFTB board president. He also is a planner, and between him and Tanya, they both have been instrumental in providing the tools and resources that Marcy and I have utilized to now train, finishing our fourth class and then going to start our fifth class on June 5th. More information about the training program later on. And also to recognize that we'll be doing additional webinars on other unique JAWS features that you ordinarily wouldn't find easy step-by-step processes to complete. The most important person on the call tonight is your trainer. Marcy and I are both assistive technology trainers in the state of Minnesota and Texas, respectively. I live in Minnesota. Marcy lives in Texas. We have a combine of about 15 to 20 years of technology training between both of us. We're both JAWS certified, according to Vispero/Freedom Scientific. And Marcy is going to guide you through the labyrinth of these JAWS core reading commands with the laptop, and also how to utilize your laptop keyboard for completing some of the most interesting tasks as you normally would if you were using a full-size keyboard. Marcy, it's all yours.
Audio now unmuted. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you all tonight for coming as well. I know that you guys could have used your time other ways, but we really appreciate you spending it with us. The most important thing that I want to teach today in this webinar is how to change that JAWS keyboard layout to the laptop layout that we're going to use for reading commands. There are many reasons that we may want to do this. Number one, we may want to just carry our laptops. We don't want to carry that extra keyboard. I personally have to carry that extra keyboard because my keyboard is a Braille display that also shows me the information in Braille for me to see it. But let's change that JAWS keyboard layout from desktop to laptop. So what we are going to do is I'm going to share my screen with you.
Select a window or nothing. Sharing options. Basic. Share screen button. Optimize. Select. Share sound checkbox not checked. Checked. Optimize. Share screen button.
Screen sharing meeting controls. Share preview W.
And can you hear me, Stephen? Can you hear my screen?
Participants can now see your screen.
Yes, I think she's entirely a little bit too fast for everyone's taste, but that's my thing.
Okay, you tell me when I need to slow when she's slow enough for everybody.
Okay. Faster, slower, slower, slower.
Perfect.
Slower.
You can go a little faster. We don't have to go faster. That slow.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's change that keyboard layout from desktop to laptop. So what we're going to do is go to our desktops with Windows key plus D.
Folder view list view, JAWS 2023.
And I've already got the JAWS 2023 icon highlighted. But if it's not highlighted, what you're going to want to do is press the letter J until you hear the JAWS 2023 icon. So when you hear that JAWS 2023 icon, pressing enter will open that JAWS window for you or bring focus to that JAWS window.
JAWS context menu. Options submenu. Oh.
So my JAWS is running from the system tray. Therefore, my menu is in a vertical layout. So I'm going to press enter on options.
Basics dot dot dot. B.
And then enter on basics.
Context menu. Leaving menu bar. Basic settings dialog.
Now, one way to get to that combo box that we want to change the layout to is by tabbing 7 times. So if I tab 7 times, 1, X, 2,
automatic
3,
prompt,
4,
automatic
5,
run
6,
show virtual
7.
Use keyboard layout, combo box, laptop, 2 of 3, Alt plus L.
So as you see, mine is already set to laptop, but if I wanted to change it, and which you're going to want to do if you have it set to desktop, I can move up arrow to the, or press the letter D.
Desktop, 1 of 3.
Or I can hit the down arrow, press
laptop,
the letter L.
Laptop, 2 of 3.
And that's what, or press the letter L, and we're going to want to hit that letter L. So we're going to want to activate that keyboard layout. Another quick way to get to that laptop or keyboard layout combo box is I'm going to hit Alt T to get to the top of the dialog.
Tutor messages announce custom messages.
And we could also press Alt with L, Lima.
Use keyboard layout, combo box, laptop.
And that would also take us to that combo box. So I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop.
And then come back
1 of 3.
Down
laptop,
to the laptop.
2 of 3.
So I hit desktop and then come back down to the laptop. Then I'm going to press the Enter key. And that's going to put my keyboard in the laptop keyboard layout. So now that I am in the laptop keyboard layout, there's a document that comes with this webinar that we're going to share with you. And I'm going to focus on that document.
Screens just for beginners. Docs page 5.
I'm going to hit insert 6 to go to the heading, insert F6 to go to the headings in that document.
Heading list dialog, headings list view.
And I want to focus on the computers for the blind header. And that is the last header in the list of that document. We also have a table of documents that contains all of the laptop keyboard layout commands for you to peruse and to learn exactly what you're going to do with that laptop keyboard layout. So I'm going to hit enter on this computers for the blind header.
Heading level 2 computers for the blind CFTB.
And I'm going to use the down arrow to go to the first line.
If you enjoy this way.
And I'm going to have JAWS read you the current line. Now the desktop command is insert with 8 on the number pad. The laptop command is caps lock with I. So when you switch to the laptop keyboard layout, your caps lock key becomes an insert key or a JAWS key. And many of the commands that you can perform with the insert key on your keyboard are now performed with the caps lock key. So what if you want to put everything in caps lock mode, you say? What you do then is press the caps lock key twice.
Caps lock on.
Pressing the caps lock key twice again.
Caps lock off.
Turns off caps lock. But your caps lock key is going to be the main key that you use when you use the JAWS laptop keyboard layout. So to read the current line, the command is caps lock and I. Okay, so the top row, you always stay on your home row. The top row is focused on lines. So caps lock and I is going to read the first line here.
If you enjoyed this webinar and would like more information regarding CFTB, you can visit CFTB.
Okay, so that's my current line. That is the line currently under my cursor. To move by words within this line, I can press caps lock and L to move one word forward. So
you enjoyed this webinar.
If I want to read the current word, I press caps lock with K. So caps lock with K will say
webinar.
If I want to spell that word, caps lock with K twice quickly will say
W-E-B-I-N-A-R space.
And my cursor is currently on the W of webinar. If I wanted to move backward by word, I press caps lock with J.
T-H-E-N-Y-O-I-F.
So let's stop it from spelling.
If blank. If you enjoyed.
So let's go back.
You. If.
So caps lock and J moves you back to the previous word. So again, caps lock with I reads your current line. Caps lock, if you think about the top row focusing on lines, caps lock with I will read your current line, caps lock with U reads your previous line, and caps lock with O will read your next line. So caps lock U.
Heading level 2 computers for the blind CFTB.
Caps lock O.
If you enjoyed this webinar and would like more information regarding CF.
And my control key will stop it. Caps lock with I will read that current line again.
If you enjoyed this webinar and would like more information regarding CFTB, you can visit.
So if you want to focus on characters, the current character is spoken with caps lock and comma.
I. India.
If you want to move forward by character, it's caps lock with period.
F.
Then space.
Foxtrot. Space. Y. O. U. Uniform.
If you want to move to the previous character, it's caps lock with M.
O. Y. Space. F. I.
Okay.
India.
And there are many other commands that you can learn and can use with the laptop layout. The say all command is something that everyone uses. So if you want to do the say all command, on the desktop, of course, it's insert with number pad 2. But on the laptop layout, it's caps lock with A.
If you enjoyed this webinar and would like more information regarding CFTB, you can visit CFTB on the web at Link Computers for the Blind on the web. Call and speak to our friendly and dedicated blank.
So I'll hit the control key to stop it. And as we are reading down, the cursor is moving. So if you want to read selected text. So right now I am on the current word.
6,328.
So that's part of our phone number. So I'm going to move back with caps lock J.
Period. 304. Period. 214. At. Representatives.
So there's my word representatives. If I want to select that text and then read the selected text, I'm going to press Control Shift Right Arrow.
Representatives.
And then
selected.
To read the selected text, it's Caps Lock Shift A.
Selection is representatives.
So there we go. That's the laptop way to read selected text. So there are many excellent laptop commands that you can use as you read. And as I said, we have a table here showing you all of the laptop commands. I enjoy using the caps lock as the insert key because then I don't have to leave my home row. Caps lock and F12 will tell me the time. The most important command, as all of my students have heard me say, how to read the title of the active window. Caps lock and T will read the title of my active window.
Title is JAWS for Beginners .docs Word Print View.
So there are many, as I said, things that you can do with the laptop command, not having to carry that extra keyboard, and you can benefit so much from using JAWS with the laptop layout. There are ways to read from the beginning of the line to the middle of the line. There are ways to read to the from the cursor to end of line, and I can demonstrate those for you as well. So let's go up a line.
On the web at Link Computers for the Blind.
Let's
on
go
the
home to the beginning of the line.
Oscar.
I'm going to move a couple of words in with caps lock and L.
The web at.
Okay, and if I want to know what's at the beginning of the line from to the cursor, I'll press caps lock insert J.
On the web.
And there you go. That's where to hear what is from the cursor to the end of the line, I'll press caps lock shift L.
At Link Computers for the Blind on the web.
Okay, so to read that current line again, it's caps lock with I.
On the web at Link Computers for the Blind on the web.
So I'm happy to, you know, accept any questions. Just it's a really neat thing to be able to use the laptop keyboard layout with JAWS. Don't have to worry about that extra keyboard. Always carry just your laptop, and it's very possible.
So while we get into this portion, my suggestions for everyone is to raise your hand with an Alt plus Y, and I will single you out and enable you to unmute yourselves by doing Alt plus A, or if you're doing it from a smartphone, you would, once being recognized, you'll hit the mute button to unmute yourself, because this currently says muted. But if anyone has any questions, let me get to you, Stephen. Hold on one second. Stephen, hold on one second. There we go. Go ahead, Stephen, you can unmute now and ask your question.
I just have two really quick questions. One, are you going to be showing navigate by sentence, paragraph, etc.?
I can.
And I two, can. What voice are you using?
So yes, I'm happy to show you to navigate by sentence, paragraph, etc. So to navigate by sentence, to read the current sentence, you're going to press caps lock with H.
If you enjoyed this webinar and would like more information regarding CFTB, you can visit CFTB on the web at Link Computers for the Blind on the web.
If you want the next sentence, you're going to press caps lock with N.
Call and speak to our friendly and dedicated customer service representatives at 214-340-6328 and choose option number 1. While speaking to customer service, ask about our deeply discounted laptops that come with JAWS, Zoom Text, and Microsoft Office 2019 Home and Student.
If you want to go back to the previous sentence, it's caps lock Y.
If you enjoyed this webinar and would like more information regarding CFTB, you can visit CFTB on the web at Link Computers for the Blind on the Web.
And then for paragraphs, you would use caps lock and control, and then I for the current paragraph, caps lock and control, and then U for the previous paragraph, and caps lock and control, and O for the next paragraph.
I hope that answered your question, Stephen. Anyone
for the voice?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. And for the voice, I'm using Ava,
which is part of the Vocalizer
two, Expressive, yeah.
Two voices.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
If when you're done with your questions, if you can lower your hand, please, with an Alt plus Y as well, too. And Catherine, you have a question. You can unmute yourself and ask away, and welcome.
All the audio now unmuted. Panelist left parent, right parent, attendee left parent, 22 right parent.
I got in late. So this is for if you want to change your keyboard for the laptop computers only, right?
If you want to default your keyboard layout from desktop to laptop, if you so desire, yes.
Okay.
So please know that if you do default it to laptop, you can use both commands. You can use both the desktop and the laptop commands.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming.
All right, and now lowered.
Do we have any other questions?
Audio now muted. You are muted. Press Alt plus A to unmute your mic.
So while we're waiting for other questions, if no one has any, which is, I was hoping some of our current existing students would ever have some questions, but we'll wait. I'll want to share with you all that for those of you who don't have a current existing computer with us, and those individuals from World Services for the Blind, welcome. We currently have a program going on, a promotion that allows a discount of $150 off of a standard laptop. All of our laptops automatically come with either JAWS or ZoomText for a year for free, and Microsoft Office 2019 Student and Home, which is the full Office suite of products from Microsoft, except the use of Outlook. So our current program is $150 discount off of the laptops that we have. You can go to our website at computersfortheblind.org and you can fill out an application, or you can call us on 214-340-6328 and choose option one for customer service, and someone will be glad to share more of the details with you. We also have, for those who are, well, let me stop there for a moment. And Mr. Farhan, do you have a question? You can unmute now.
I did unmute. Did I unmute?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you, Steve. Steve, you said the laptops are discounted by $150. So what is the current price of a laptop?
The current price of the laptop with that discount is $50.
Oh, $50. Okay. I'm going to ask for one.
Okay.
Keep
in mind with the current existing laptop, and I believe you would meet into that program. If you have an existing laptop and have received it within the last calendar year, or have it less than a year, then you would have to wait till the year was over for you to. No,
the year is over. The 12 months got over on 19th March.
Oh, there you go. Then you're a prime candidate.
Oh, okay. I will ask for one. Okay, so I will call in after, like, on tomorrow.
You can, yeah. We're available from 10 a.m. Eastern till 7 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome. You also working, Steve, tomorrow, Friday?
I'm not able to to disclose that type of information.
I talked to Marcy.
Yep. Okay. Did you have any other questions for us?
No, thank you. The recording will be sent by email to us, correct,
Steve? Correct. Correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Marcy, for this webinar.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome. Pleasure.
Does anyone else have any other questions? Go ahead and Farhan, go ahead and lower your hand with an Alt Y. So continuing on where I was headed before, in addition, if individuals who purchase our computers and are JAWS users, we do have a JAWS training program going on right now, and we're seeking candidates for a class in August and September and October. So ask customer service for more details regarding that.
There is no charge at all for the classes. They come with your computers.
Yeah.
And we cover everything from learning a little bit about Windows to getting you onto the internet, teaching you how to send and receive email. And for someone who is a beginner with JAWS, it's a really good way to get into the computer and start using it to do things that can make you more productive.
Stephen, you had another question for us? Good, Stephen, you can unmute again.
I do not need a computer, and I do not need help with the absolute basics. Do you guys actually have a class for like intermediary or more advanced users?
Not currently, but we are exploring that for implementation in 2024.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Steve?
And who's that?
Farhang.
Yeah. Yes, Farhang.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you said the computers are discounted to $50. Does that include transportation also?
You mean shipping?
Yes.
Computers for the Blind solely ships through the use of Free Matter for the Blind. So, yes.
Oh, okay. So, I pay a total of $50 for the laptop, correct?
Right.
And what about the desktop version with the tower?
That's not included in the discount, but I would encourage you to speak to customer service for more details.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for answering my questions.
You're welcome. Catherine, you had a question for us?
All the audio now unmuted.
Yes.
Left parent, the right parent, attendee left.
Is it uncommon for, I just have the desktop, but is it uncommon for someone to also want a laptop?
Not necessarily, but again, since I believe you have your computer and it has not, I could be wrong on this, but that you have not, it's not been a full year since you got the computer last. When your warranty expires, and that generally is when it's time that you can call if you so desire to seek out another computer, that's the deadline. We usually ask that you have a computer, one computer per year.
Okay. So, okay. Now with the laptops, do they have a CD and a DVD player?
They do not.
Okay.
It's the age of the internet, Catherine. People are downloading things, streaming directly from the internet, putting things on SD cards and flash drives. So we have USB ports on our laptops. We have SD card slots on our laptops. And with one of those USB ports, if you needed to or wanted to, you could purchase a portable, CD-ROM drive to play those CDs. But that's pretty much what a lot of our customers are doing now, is just, downloading things directly from the internet or using USB flash drives or SD cards to.
JAWS stopped about, Freedom Scientific stopped about 10 years ago in shipping out CDs for JAWS.
Well, I want to say also that for anybody that hasn't taken the classes yet, I've got a friend that just bought a computer from you, and I informed them that they really need to take these classes. I've gotten so much out of them that I really enjoy them. And when I get bored or stumped, I have to go back to my fun with typability.
Well, that's you, a wonderful Catherine. Testimony, Catherine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold my hand now lowered.
Her mention of typability wants us to let you know that typability is included with our training class currently, and it's a very nice way to improve the keyboarding skills and to teach JAWS as well.
We offer, as part of our training program, the opportunity to connect to the classes using the Zoom conference platform, much like what this webinar is being hosted on. And I'll be right with you, Tanya. And we also offer the opportunity for individuals to not only receive a full-size keyboard, because our training program does include teaching of JAWS using the reading commands and the numeric keypad, but we also provide a headset with a microphone, which is USB connection for use with the Zoom classes, and we also provide a license for typability. So give me 1 second. Tanya, you can unmute yourself by hitting Alt-A, and what's your question tonight? Tanya, I don't see, I'm not seeing why it's... You can do an Alt plus A. Remember, Tanya, from our training classes, if you're not in the Zoom screen, you'll do Control Shift Alt in order to get to the Zoom screen. And what we'll do is we'll ask Diane Smith to ask a question. There we go. And now I know what the problem is.
Hi.
Hello.
I was wondering if you purchase a computer, a laptop with, but add things to it like extra RAM, a solid state drive, that kind of thing. Does the promo still apply to that? It's just that it takes off that amount?
The laptop automatically comes with the basic of laptop comes with 8 gigs of memory and a solid state drive of 256 gigs. Any additional things that you like to add on to that laptop, such as a larger SSD drive or solid state drive and or additional memory, yes, will be at your own expense.
But you'd still get I understand that, but you'd still get a discount off of there?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long does that promotion run?
Until supplies last. Yeah.
What?
While supplies last.
Okay. While supplies last.
Yes.
Exactly. So don't delay. Order today.
Wow, you guys are good salesmen there. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Let me give me 1 second. There. Now I have enabled you to do Alt plus A, Tanya, to ask your question.
Now unmuted. Zoom webinar meeting tools.
Okay, my question. Hello.
Yes, hi. Tanya.
On the software, when your year is up, will it let you know, or you somehow?
Freedom Scientific will send you probably emails to encourage you 3 months out from when your license is going to expire. And you'll have the opportunity then to speak to the wonderful people in technical support on ways in which you can purchase a home annual license from Freedom Scientific. And there's even documents called Setting Up Freedom Scientific that are on each of the desktop list of icons that you can read yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to tell you how much you guys, our training class has grown. When we did our first training class, we did it over the telephone. And then we thought about it and consulted about it. And then we decided to do it over Zoom. And I'm so glad that we did, because students have so many opportunities when it comes to Zoom. They can sign on to meetings. They can host meetings themselves and have calls with family over Zoom. So there's just really neat things that you can do with the Zoom platform. And I'm so glad that we decided to do our classes over Zoom.
So going on for where we were speaking about before, our training class is really the center of where we're headed. Computers for the Blind saw a need for individuals and customers of ours who have recently lost their sight or had a diminished amount of sight that has caused them to use JAWS. Approximately 74% of our existing computers just in 2023 are JAWS users. So there's a need, and we have the opportunity to supply the opportunity for those individuals to learn JAWS, the very basics, and for beginners, and they are on their way. Like I said, we're about to start our class number 5 for 2023. We're anticipating having a bigger turnout for training classes in 2024, not to mention this being the first of many to come webinars. Does anyone have any other questions? And go ahead, Stephen, all yours.
Yes. Will you or do you already have classes for like Zoom, specifically Zoom, but other programs as well? I heard Typeability mentioned earlier. I'm not sure what that is, but
Typeability is a program made by Yes Accessible, and we offer that to our training clients. With regard to what you're asking about, we're right now going to offer free webinars for any individuals who would like, as we advertise, for things such as, say, Zoom, for instance. This, we decided to start with JAWS for Beginners. We're in the collecting of ideas and establishing content for these ideas, as we will then provide the opportunity for registration of webinars on other things that are not ordinarily part of the normal training program. So if we're going to build it, and I'm sure you will be there for the Zoom class when we have that demonstration just on Zoom.
You can bet that. So make sure I understood you properly. The JAWS seminars or lessons have been around for a while, but you plan to expand this to other things that the blind community uses semi-regularly.
Along the lines of what are the provider of JAWS and ZoomText, Freedom Scientific / the parent Vispero does for their training. They have a host of different webinars, and we plan to hopefully host webinars in the future on specific items such as Zoom. We do give some basic Zoom teaching in our JAWS beginner classes, and we try not to expand upon that because it's not an immediate need. We're giving the basics as to how to get into the Zoom class and how to raise your hand and or unmute and or leave the Zoom call. But more extensively, we can provide the opportunity of learning more about Zoom and how to do things more successfully. And there's quite a few resources available on the internet as well, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Farhan, you had another question?
Yes, I'm back again.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Steve, do you all include Typeability when I order a new laptop?
Not directly. We do a process of gathering data about individuals who are in need of JAWS beginning training. Uh-huh. And that we offer those individuals who are part of the training class the Typeability.
So if I join the training class with the new laptop, you'll be able to download it on it, correct?
Yes, we'll work with you on that. That's a matter that we'll discuss offline about. But okay. Yes, we'll work with you.
Okay, and Steve, is it possible that you can somehow come up with training the, what is it called? Voiceover on iPhones?
Unfortunately, Computers for the Blind is strictly in the business for providing computers for blind and visually impaired individuals. We do not, at some point, offer or sell smartphones such as iPhones with voiceover. It's not something we could provide training. However, we can certainly try to match you up with local resources and training services there in your state of California where you reside.
Can you do that, please?
Yes, we'll
really appreciate it.
We'll have lunch next week and we'll discuss it.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Marcy.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming again.
Okay. Catherine?
All the audio now unmuted. And you left there with you right there in the tent.
I just wanted to tell that gentleman that Apple has classes in training for voiceover. And also, I don't know if you're a Braille reader or not, but National Braille Press has books out for iPhones and how to use them. And also, the AT Guys has a tutorial for voiceover. And so get a hold of them and they can help you.
And I appreciate that resource there, Catherine. I can tell you that you don't specifically have to be a Braille reader because National Braille Press does offer its books in a digital format, in a Microsoft Word format that you can download and read or even in an e-book format.
So who is that? National who?
National Braille Press. Farhan, I'll get with you offline and I'll send you an email with the link to their page where you can explore all the technology books to your heart's content.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. So let's see. So let's see if anyone has any other questions. There are multiple individuals here. If anyone has any questions regarding the training that we provided tonight, and okay, there we. I like when people allow me to not continue to talk. So, Alex, what's your question?
Hello. My question is, with the computers that people can purchase, will it be the only JAWS English version only, or do you guys offer training in Spanish? I have clients that are looking to get computers and wanted to see if you guys offered that resource as well.
Marcy is a Spanish-speaking individual, but we have not explored that situation of offering our training in Spanish, or it's something that we have to look into and consider for the future. But
okay.
You can certainly, Alex, if you don't mind, send an email to training@computersfortheblind.org and make that request so we can address it appropriately.
Perfect. And I can send some resources for the gentleman with the voiceover questions as well. Thank you.
That would be great. Thank you, Alex.
Because we have the modules in English, we can just translate them to Spanish, right?
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
So with regard to the training that we provided tonight and the any questions about the discounted rate for the laptops and or our training program, does anyone else have any other questions this evening or just general questions about Computers for the Blind? Let's, Miss Catherine, we're coming back to you.
Oh, the audio now on mute.
When is the next webinar and what will some of these webinars be about?
We're still in the development stages, Catherine. This is our first trip to the dance. So we're still we're still dancing around the floor with two left feet, but we're on our way, and we'll be in touch with everyone, much like everyone received an email from me, who are our previous training clients, about this webinar. You will be surely given the opportunity to receive timely announcements as to our next webinar and other topics.
Are we going to still get the Braille labels and the labels to put on our keys and the cheat sheets that you were going to send out for the different commands for JAWS? Is that still in the works?
Yes, ma'am. It's still in the works. Hopefully, and nearly completed. So you'll be hearing from us shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Diana?
Alt-Y and now lower.
Yeah. Since you mentioned about any kind of question we could ask about computers for the blind, are there plans when will you be moving to Windows 11 on your computers?
Unfortunately, we're prohibited by doing that because of Microsoft. Microsoft has not given us the nod to systematically move our computers to upgrade. There's a chip involved that most of the computers do not include. So that's to be determined. Microsoft Windows 10 will be supported and is good through 2025.
Okay. I was just curious.
It's a good question. Yeah.
Really good question.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Stephen?
Talking about two left feet, I'm probably going to step in here, but is there a particular reason to use the JAWS keystrokes that you've shown us here to navigate through text versus the standard Windows keystrokes of Control and the arrow keys?
Marcy?
There is no particular reason to use those JAWS keystrokes. Just wanted to show you that they were there.
Okay.
So control left and right arrow will most definitely move you word by word. And those are a lot of the commands that I use.
Mm-hmm. And then move the cursor around just like the other way.
Yeah, the biggest thing for the use of the JAWS keyboard layout is the not caring of the extra keyboard, just to use that laptop.
I understand. Do those JAWS keystrokes you showed us, would they assist in the use of mouse clicks when using JAWS?
Yes, there is a keyboard command for left mouse button, right mouse button, left click. Yes,
there are keyboards for those. I meant more moving the mouse cursor to where you are looking.
So there is a route JAWS to PC, but there also is something called a touch cursor that you can use with these keyboard commands that would allow you to see where the cursor is. In some of the apps, the JAWS cursor speaks nothing, speaks only blank, but you can use the touch cursor to find some more information. And yes, there are laptop keyboard commands for the touch cursor.
I will look up the touch cursor then. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Thank you. Diana, did you have any other questions or did you forget to lower your hand?
Well, actually, I forgot to lower my hand, but I was just getting ready to put my hand up again because I have another question. So
go right ahead.
It was already up for me. where can we get these keyboard shortcuts, printouts or digital files that you're talking about? How can we get those?
Those are primarily ideally right now for our training clients. However, they've been collected and gathered via the different resources that are available for the internet. They're a matter of public domain. So they're not a thing that we've created, but we just have gathered the resources and compiled them into a document for our clients.
Okay.
If you go to the JAWS help topics, there is a command or a keyboard list of laptop keyboard layout commands.
Okay, yeah, I know where the help systems are and like in Zoom Text and JAWS and stuff. I didn't know that's where you got it from. So, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're about 11 minutes from the top of the hour, and we're entertaining any other questions that people might have, general questions about computers for the blind or about this training and or information about our promotion with laptops. Does anyone else have any other questions that they'd like to ask if they haven't asked previously?
Back again.
Yep. I know we could count on you.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping it lively.
Okay, I do a far hand. I'm sorry. Let me. Okay, unmute now there. Far hand.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you. Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you can discuss how much more would extra RAM or memory cost the clients?
I think
8 and 256, you said, what if we increase it to 16 and 512?
I don't know which
one is more important.
Well, the hard drive size, our standard hard drive size are 256 gigs of memory, and it's on a solid state drive. We offer 500 gigs or 1 terabit of space, and the memory we have, our standard on the laptops are 8 gigs. If you want to increase to 16 gigs, that would be at your own preference. But I would rather encourage you to speak with customer service so they can speak more specifically to your needs tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Right. Diana?
Yeah. Is the discount, I've forgotten now, is it 100 or 150?
It's 150.
150. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay. Does anyone else have any other questions? Well, Marcy and I both want to thank you all for participating in tonight's inaugural webinar on JARS for Beginners with Laptop Keystrokes. You all will receive, as a result of being here at the webinar, a link to download and listen to the webinar in the next, I would say, because this is a holiday weekend, probably by Tuesday. But if not, you feel free to give us a call at 214-340-6328, and you can direct all calls to technical support, which is option number 4. Wait, we have one more question. Hang on 1 second.
Amy.
Yes, sir. All you.
I just want to let you know that I did get a call from D. White and Cecily from World Blind Services for the 25 hours of extra training after I attended your training.
That's wonderful. Thank you for letting us know that.
I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Right. Thank you.
So I hopefully to learn a lot more.
Sure.
That training, but I will keep joining your training so I can harass you a lot. So.
That's fine. It's certainly.
You're supposed to write a report, Farhang, and let us know all the things you learned.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. No problem.
There you go.
All right.
You can send us an email.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Definitely. I'll send it now. Definitely. You are just wonderful trainers. Fun to be with, learn from you all. Fun. Thank you. Thank you for your training.
Let's see, we have, I don't think we could have gone a whole webinar without speaking to Mr. Scott. You can unmute yourself, Daniel, and ask your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how long is the promotion going on the discount? And
while
is that open?
While supplies last.
Okay, and you got a big supply. And that's open to anyone, right?
Anyone who's visually impaired
blind
or totally
with
blind.
Low vision across the nation.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Ms. White.
Olga.
We can hear you. Tanya, you can
speak to us, please.
Olga.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes ma'am.
Okay, sorry. Marcy.
Yes.
Audio muted.
With you learning, I guess my question kind of is there more to learn with using the laptop, or that's just the basics? And was it very confusing between the desktop and laptop, you learning and getting used to it?
So I love the laptop, and I wanted to do everything I could to learn the laptop layout so that I wouldn't have to carry an extra keyboard when I first started using laptops.
Got it.
And so that's why I, when I found out that there was a JAWS keyboard layout for laptops, I was thrilled, right? Then they developed a QWERTY Braille display that was a Braille keyboard and and the, you know, and the Braille. And so I wanted the Braille, so I needed the external device. But I was very, very happy to learn that they use the laptop layout as well.
So what you went, not to make it longer, but so what you went over tonight is the basics that we need, because like if I don't want to, with me being vision impaired and use the laptop and my Zoom text, just using the basics, what you went over, it'd be fine enough.
Yeah, okay. If you want to just use the basics for, you know, reading your current line or say all, if you want to do caps lock A, or if you want to do caps lock down arrow to just say all and not worry about switching to that numeric keypad, then yeah, the laptop layout would be really nice. If you want to use caps T to find out the title of your window instead of, you know, insert T.
Okay. Alrighty. That was it.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Thanks for your question.
And y'all are great teachers. Just put
that in. Thank you.
Thank you. The check is in the mail, Tanya.
Yeah. We're so we're getting to about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. Does anyone else have any other questions or go ahead, Mr. Scott.
Can you, on the computers that you sell, can you tell me what the ports are on the external sides of it?
They vary between the different models that we utilize. So we utilize an HP model and a couple different Dell models. So they are exclusive. The ports that they have are exclusive, but they, with the computer that you receive, Scott, and I'll give you an example in yours. There's a file in your documents folder that is labeled CFTB and, in your case, a number that says 17650. If you find that document in your documents folder by typing in CFTB, then you'll have to hit it twice to get to that file with the number. You can open that by pressing enter and reading all the specifications of your laptop to identify what ports are there.
Okay, now I go to documents and go down to that number you're talking about.
CFTB 17650. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. That's all I had. And you all got, you guys are great teachers.
Thank you, Scott. Okay. Appreciate
mail,
that.
Scott.
Thank you. I am also about the gentleman was talking about extended training, 25 hours or whatever it was. You have that available also.
I didn't hear that last part. Was
yeah, that's talking. That's a partnership that we have with World Services for the Blind. So if that's something you need after class, after our training, then yeah, we'll arrange.
And we'll connect you with those individuals. You. Yep.
And that's probably in our resource folder also.
Not yet.
That's something that we do.
Steve, I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm leaving something till the end of the class, so you can't read it till the end of class.
Oh no! My goodness.
But all right. Yeah, we'll put you guys in contact with those individuals, and they're a great group of people who are taking on the additional training for our clients.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you.
They're great volunteers.
Yeah. Diana, you had another question?
Yes. Is this discount open to state agencies that might purchase computers for their clients?
So with the state agencies, we ask them to pay the full price for our computers. And with paying the full price, they also have other options. Like we have some larger laptops, larger screen laptops available to state agencies that we don't make available to individuals.
Oh,
I know that. You mean larger than, I mean, I know where your price
larger
is.
Than, larger than the 14 website. Inch. Yeah, larger than the 14 oh, okay. inch.
Okay.
And those are available available upon request while supplies last or
exactly
inventory and supplies are limited.
Yeah, supplies are limited because our donors donate a lot of the smaller laptops to us.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. I first started, I saw the larger 17-inch laptops, but since I've been here, I have not seen the larger laptops very much.
Well, now even the industry is starting to move away from those larger laptops.
Exactly.
Not as many of them. Yeah.
Exactly. And since our donors are mostly from industry or from corporations, that's why.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Farhan, did you have another question?
Are you coming up with intermediate training on laptops for JAWS?
Yes, but we won't have more information until 2024 for that.
Okay. So there's no more training for laptops?
Not at this very juncture, no.
Okay. All right. And I was always interested in higher, bigger laptops, but you all don't have it. Okay. But I'll call in. But I'll call in tomorrow.
Thank you, Farhan.
Thank you.
Steve, you had another question?
Yeah. I heard the phone number, the 214 phone number. So is Computers for the Blind, is that based out of Dallas, Texas?
We're based out of Richardson, Texas.
Richardson? Okay. And Marcy, may I ask where you, are you an independent teacher or part of the state agency?
No, I work for Computers for the Blind and I do independent contract work, you know, myself.
Right. Where? But, yeah. That's my question. Where do you do the independent contractor? Because I lost my site in Waco, Texas, and moved to Mesquite, and then moved to Austin. So at some point, you know, well, I am originally from Texas, so I've been kind of all over the place there.
Are you current?
I've traveled across Texas to do training. I've done training virtually. I do training wherever it's needed.
Are you current? Are you
a teacher like you? Because all mine sucked.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you an existing customer of ours, sir?
No. I do not need the discount. Therefore, I chose not to take advantage of things that other people might need more than I do. I needed the JAWS training as they gave me the free JAWS when I lost my site in 04. And I got some training from Chris Cole in Austin. But I haven't actually used JAWS since 2011.
Sure. Well, you can purchase a straight laptop from us if you wanted to do that route, but the discount is available for anyone. Doesn't matter the situation, and we'd be glad to speak to you about it. But it's something where we can discuss future potential training services for you in the future. By other sources there in Texas that could assist you or other situations.
Yeah, and I am currently not in Texas, but
okay.
As a note to the Diane's question of can state agencies purchase, most of the state agencies that I've spoken to, and that's like 13 of them, they have existing contracts with places like Dell or Gateway or HP that basically provides a bundle.
So okay.
Not all of them, mind you, but like Texas State Agency, they get they have a contract with Dell specifically. So
okay, good to know. I wanted to get to questions. Eileen, you can unmute now if you wish. You want to ask your question? You have to go to the Zoom window, Eileen, with the Control Shift Alt, and do Alt plus A. And let me do this. Okay. So let's go this route.
Steve?
Yes, Eileen. There you go.
My question is, if I know a teenager, a young teenager who is legally blind, is there an age limit on this purchase if they buy one? And what do they need to prove that they're legally blind?
Probably would be a good idea if you have the individual and or the parent of the individual call us so we can discuss it more specifically with them.
Okay.
But thank you for that question. It was
Good question. There is no age limit. I think we've served people as young as 3 and as old as 95.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I know somebody that's 90 would like to take the class, and I know a teenager who's like 13. So.
Yeah, and the younger they are, the better it is for you to get them into the computer environment.
Sure, exactly.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Tanya, I promise to get to you in a second, but Yantov, you had a question? You can go ahead and unmute.
Olga, audio now unmuted. Panelist left.
Good evening, Marcy and Steve.
Yes, sir.
The question I have is the class that you're going to offer in August or September that you mentioned before, are these the same classes that you gave in January, module 1 to 6?
And the answer to that question is yes. So we're offering that for more students that are beginners with JAWS.
Okay.
That show us the desire to need training.
Okay. And at some point, you're going to have different topics that you're going to add?
Yeah, we want to do different topics for our webinars, yes. And we also want to do different topics for modules.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question.
And our illustrious executive director, Tanya, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I was going to just say, when I heard Tanya on, I was the club of Tanya's. No, I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody joining, and it was nice to hear everyone connect from the other night when I spoke with you. And I really appreciate all the feedback and the questions that I'm hearing. So I just wanted to say a quick thank you. And of course, to Stephen and Marcy, who are amazing. So thank you for all your hard work on putting this together. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And so, Marcy, I'm going to try to do the commands now to mute myself.
All plus A. Okay. So, Gad Farhan, you're another. Okay. Go ahead, Farhan. What's your question?
My question is, can I join the class again in August, September, which you'll be redoing?
We will speak to you offline about that. That's something we're exploring, but that is more information that we want to avoid speaking about specifically with you tonight, but we'll talk about it in the future.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Scott?
Yes, this is considered a webinar. I know, like on a lot of the Zoom calls, that's visually impaired or blind, the cameras are not on. So is that the way this is? The cameras are usually not on. So I don't even have to open the top of my laptop unless I'm using that keyboard, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Just wanted to ask. Good to know.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So just take a look here. Okay. Does anyone else have any questions that they would like to ask so we can maybe wrap it up? We're about 9 minutes after the top of the hour. And I know Marcy and I greatly appreciate everyone's questions. As always, you can get a lot of information by going to our website at www.computersfortheblind.org. You can always call and speak to Marcy or myself or any one of our other dedicated and friendly customer service individuals at 214-340-6328 and choosing the appropriate automated option. And of course, you can send email to training@computersfortheblind.org. Not seeing any other hands raised, I want to say on behalf of both Marcy and I, thank you very much for everyone taking your valuable time and taking part in our inaugural webinar. And we'll be in touch with you by email with a link for the recording of tonight's call. And thank you again for taking part in Computers for the Blind Presence, Guards for Beginners.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Happy holidays, everyone.